October 6th, 2021. We've got a great one today. A classic CrossFit named workout. Nasty Girls. I mean, this is probably one of the most famous videos that was ever posted on CrossFit.com that got so many people into CrossFit and just inspired them that it's, I would consider it a historical video, quite frankly. So here's what Nasty Girls is. You're going to load a barbell to 135 pounds for men, 95 pounds for women, and you'll need a set of gymnastics rings. Nasty Girls is 3 rounds for time of 50 air squats, 7 ring muscle-ups, and 10 hang power cleans. Absolutely beautiful triplet. You get below parallel, unloaded, you get an explosive hip drive with a shrug, with the hang power cleans, you get a nice technical gymnastics pull, and of course a press out into like a dip position at the top. That's demanding of the upper back, the grip. You're going to need that as well on the hang power cleans. There's some great interference. It's a beautiful, beautiful workout. And the reps, well, sets of 50 in the air squat will get your attention. There's no doubt about that. But the reps are a nice range to keep people moving. The last time we did this workout was on April 13th, 2021. If you want to go back and be on the Whiteboard app, check your data. We also have this as a two-person team workout today, and that's done chipper style. So as a two-person team, you could do 300 air squats, only one person working at a time. Once as a team, you complete the 300 air squats, you would do 42 ring muscle-ups, only one person working at a time, and then end with 60 hang power cleans. That will be a blast. We've got videos showing the air squat, the kipping ring muscle-up, and the hang power clean. For this workout, you know, people may stop during the air squats for sure, but it's probably going to come down to the hang power loading. Certainly could be challenging for some people, no doubt about that. Feel free to break that up as needed into a set or two. That's okay. It's going to be the ring muscle-ups. For a set of 7, depending upon where you are with your fitness journey, if you break up that initial set of 7 once, I think that's very good to go. You're great for the prescribed workout. And then in the later rounds, that set of 7 might get broken up more than once into short work rest sessions. That's okay. Ultimately, the decision to scale or go prescribed is on you. But if I had a conversation with an athlete and we were in that neighborhood, I think it would be okay to go down the prescribed route. Super fitness robot times for this. This is data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard, so the men and women's times are a bit different. Men, 8 minutes and 8 seconds or less. Women, 9 minutes, 27 seconds or less, more likely. 11 minutes, 36 seconds for men. 12 minutes and 50 seconds for women. Scaled option. 3 rounds for time. Still have the 50 air squats. Then we have 7 low ring muscle-ups using as much leg as needed. Chest to bar pull-ups, or ring rows. And then 10 hang power cleans. We knock down the loading, 95 pounds for men, 65 for women. And we've got videos showing everything that we just talked about that wasn't in the prescribed option. Lowering muscle-ups, kipping chest to bar, couple styles of pull-ups, how to get a pull-up, ring rows the whole 9 yards. That lowering muscle-up's fantastic, and again, watch the videos and use as much leg as needed. Limited equipment option. 3 rounds for time, 50 air squats, 7 lowering muscle-ups using as little leg as possible, whereas on the scale, I said, use as much leg as needed. Limited equipment, use as little leg as necessary. And then 13 dumbbell hang power cleans, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, and we've got a video showing that. No equipment workout, 3 rounds for time, 50 air squats, and a 90-second plank hold. That's going to be a good time. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We've got low ring muscle-up practice after Nasty Girls, 10 to 30 reps using as little leg as possible, and then some lower body work. This is an either or. So either dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 40 reps, you choose the height, watch the video there, you choose the loading, or back squat or front squat, your choice, 3 heavy sets of 7, resting 2 to 4 minutes between sets. And we have a video showing both the back squat and the front squat. And of course, the accessory work is optional. You don't need to do any of it. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall shoulder stretch and the wall stretch for the leg. Both of those you will hold 1 to 2 minutes, and both are accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed a classic CrossFit benchmark today. It's a rest day for most folks tomorrow. I encourage you to take it. And for most of you, I'll see you back here on Friday.